Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into someone really fascinating, Damon Wayans. You know him, of course, groundbreaking comedy in Living Color, My Wife and Kids, just an icon.
Absolutely. A huge name in comedy.
But there's this whole other layer, right? His faith, he's a Jehovah's Witness, and that's been a really powerful force in his life, his values, his work.
Yeah, and it's not something you hear about every day, especially, you know, in Hollywood.
Exactly. So our mission really is to unpack that. How does his faith interact with his career, his family, the whole picture?
Yeah.
Based on what we've looked into.
It's a compelling mix. Entertainment, belief, family ties.
Totally. So get ready. We're going to explore how someone navigates all that, seemingly with a lot of integrity and, well, still being hilarious. Okay, so let's kick off with the career. Damon Wayans, I mean, he exploded onto the scene, really, back in the 80s.
Oh, definitely.
And in Living Color, he didn't just star in it, he co-created it with Keenan Ivory and Sean.
Yeah, his brothers. That show was...
Wow. It wasn't just funny, was it? It felt like a cultural earthquake. Pushing boundaries, launching this whole Wayans dynasty.
Totally changed the game for sketch comedy.
Then you've got his stand-up, that unique kind of raw observational style. And the sitcom, My Wife and Kids. Hugely popular.
Right. And he was the driving force there, too. Star, creator.
Got Emmy nominations for it, showed his range. But here's the thing that makes you pause. This comedic force, this guy who riffs on everything in modern life, he's also a devoted Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's not just a label. It's something that's really like shaped his values, how he approaches his career for decades now.
They're over 30 years, yeah.
So, you know, you immediately think Hollywood's often pushing boundaries, right?
Yeah.
How do the core beliefs of the Jehovah's Witness faith, especially taking the Bible so literally, how does that guide someone like Damon in his choices?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because their faith, it really is quite distinct. They're a Christian denomination, sure, but they have beliefs and practices that definitely set them apart.
Like what, specifically?
Well, at the heart of it, it's Jehovah is the one true God.
Oh.
And the Bible. They see it as the literal, inspired word of God, like the absolute guide for everything.
Okay, so not just general guidance, but like specific instructions.
Exactly, and that plays out in daily life. Take their door-to-door evangelism, probably what they're most known for. That's not just, you know, something they do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's seen as a core command, sharing their message about God's kingdom.
Right.
And then there are other really specific things, regular meetings at their kingdom halls, lots of personal Bible study, and this strong stance on neutrality.
Neutrality, meaning?
Meaning they don't get involved in military service.
Mm-hmm.
They don't salute flags. They stay out of politics. They see all that as compromising their primary loyalty, which is to God's kingdom.
Okay.
And maybe the most relevant point for the Wayans family story, they don't celebrate things like Christmas or birthdays.
Right. I've heard that. Why is that?
They believe those celebrations aren't actually rooted in biblical teachings. Some even have pagan origins in their view. So imagine growing up within that whole framework. It gives you a very specific moral compass from day one.
And Damon Wayans absolutely did grow up in that. Born September 4, 1960, Harlem, New York, second of 10 kids.
10 kids, yeah. Quite a household.
To Howell and Elvira Wayans.
Mm-hmm. And both his parents, Howell, who manages a supermarket, and Elvira, a homemaker, were deeply committed Jehovah's Witnesses.
So it wasn't just like going to meetings on Sunday, it was central.
Oh, completely. It was the bedrock of their family life. It fostered this really strong sense of community right there in the home. Discipline, too. And resilience, you probably need that with 10 kids.
Probably.
But it wasn't just religious discipline. There was clearly this incredibly creative spark in the family, too, right?
Yeah.
That was nurtured alongside the faith.
So this blend of strict faith and creative freedom.
Exactly. A pretty unique combination. It really set the stage for, well, for everything they achieved later in comedy and film.
Okay, so back to the holidays thing. You mentioned no Christmas, no birthdays. For a lot of families, those are huge deals, especially with kids. How did that actually work in the Wayans house with, you know, 10 children?
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, showing how faith can be lived differently even within one family. From what we understand, Damon's father, Howell, was quite strict in sticking to the letter of the doctrine about holidays. No compromises.
Okay.
But his mother, Elvira, seems to have found a more, let's say, adaptive approach. She understood, you know, childhood joy, family connection.
So what does she do? Like secret parties?
Huh. Probably not secret parties, but maybe more like finding ways to make kids feel special without having a traditional birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a special family meal on their birthday, acknowledging the day privately. or finding other ways to create festive feelings around family time without using the specific symbols or dates they abstain from.
Ah, okay. So acknowledging the child, the milestone, but within the religious boundaries.
Right. It sounds like she was trying to balance the faith's requirements with that maternal instinct to, you know, make sure her kids felt loved and celebrated in some way, while the father maintained the stricter line.
Wow, that's a complex dynamic right there in the home.
Definitely.
How do you think experiencing that firsthand, that sort of tension between strict adherence and maybe a more flexible, love-centered approach, how might that have shaped Damon's own view, especially going into entertainment, which is so public and, let's face it, often pretty unreserved?
Well, it must have given him a unique perspective, right? His upbringing, those values, they absolutely seem to have influenced his career path and even what he created.
How so? Can you see it in his work?
I think you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Subtly, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my wife and kids. It was hilarious, broad appeal, sure. But think about the family relationships he portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
There was consistently this underlying tone of like love, respect, support. Real family values.
Mm.
It wasn't preachy, but it felt like it often aligned with that sense of responsibility and connection from his upbringing.
Without being overtly religious, though.
Exactly. That's the skill, isn't it? Connecting with a wide audience while still embedding something of your core values. It feels authentic.
And what about choosing roles? Did his faith limit him there?
It seems like he was definitely deliberate. Quite discreet, actually, in the roles he chose. You don't see him taking on parts that would, you know, fundamentally clash with his core principles.
So turning things down sometimes.
Presumably. It shows a real dedication to navigating Hollywood on his own terms, upholding his beliefs even when it might have been easier or maybe more lucrative to compromise. It's pretty rare.
And Damon himself, has he talked much about this? About how his faith grounded him?
Oh yeah, he's been quite open about it actually. He often credits his Jehovah's Witness upbringing for instilling the ethics and values that gave him resilience.
Resilience, okay. Makes sense in that industry.
Totally. And he talks about the community, the support system that his faith provided,
mm-hmm.
how that helped him stay grounded, you know, amidst all the pressures of fame.
Yeah, I can imagine needing that.
He also emphasizes things like integrity, humility, principles he feels are really rooted in his spirituality. He tries to live by those, even when, as you said, the entertainment world throws up some challenging situations.
It's quite a path to walk.
Truly remarkable, yeah.
So let's circle back for a moment to the family, the Wayans family. We talked about that tension around holidays, birthdays, things that carry so much cultural weight for many people. That must have sparked some real conversations, maybe even some difficult ones over the years.
Oh, you have to assume so. I mean, think about it. These differences, they weren't just abstract theological points. They affected real family moments.
Right. Like maybe one sibling wants a big family Christmas gathering and others feel they can't participate in good conscience.
Exactly. You can imagine heartfelt discussions, maybe even some heated debates at times. Some family members perhaps valuing those traditions primarily for family bonding, seeing them as culturally important.
While others are prioritizing strict faithfulness.
Precisely. Viewing those same events as, you know, incompatible with their understanding of the Bible. It could easily lead to strain.
So how did they manage it? I mean, they're clearly still a close family.
Well, from all accounts, it seems they navigated it through a lot of open communication, talking things through, and crucially, empathy and mutual respect.
Easier said than done sometimes.
For sure. But it sounds like they really worked at finding common ground, maybe finding compromises that honored everyone's feelings and beliefs without causing deep rifts. Things like focusing on family time together in ways that didn't center on the specific holidays they abstain from.
And that actually strengthened their bond.
It seems like it, yeah. Getting through those complexities, respecting differences, they can forge even stronger connections in the end.
So wrapping this up, this deep dive, it really paints a picture of just how deeply faith and family are woven together in Damon Wayans' story.
Mm-hmm.
And his ability to hold on to those deep convictions while becoming this major success in entertainment, it's pretty illuminating.
It really is.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds you, doesn't it, that personal beliefs don't necessarily have to be a barrier to professional success.
Yeah, maybe the opposite sometimes.
Could be. They can actually add depth, authenticity, a unique viewpoint to what you do. His story really underlines how important family and community support are, especially when you're trying to navigate life's challenges and stay true to yourself, particularly in the public eye.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. How do your own core values, your family traditions, whatever they may be, how do they shape your choices, your path? What kind of interesting, maybe tricky situations come up when your deeply held beliefs meet the pressures of everyday life or your job or your creative side? And thinking about the Wayans example, how can empathy and respect help bridge those gaps even when beliefs differ? Something to think about.